Yeah, you'd think that. That's what it says in the yearbook. Sportscast podcast for flight attendants and nurses alike. I'm your host, Doug. So many things going on that we scroll through several topics. College football, for the first time since Tom Osborne, remember when fans thought he couldn't win big games, retired in the late 90s, Nebraska has officially gone the young coach route with Scott Frost, their new hire, the former Central Florida coach. Now, we'll see how this works out. Remember when Nebraska fans thought Scott Frost couldn't win big games? This is a homecoming for Frost, who was a quarterback in Nebraska, but it wasn't that simple. He was rightfully bitter about his Nebraska playing experience for a long time, actually. He was memorably booed, and at the time it was reported, we don't know if this is true, at the time it was reported that to that point, Nebraska fans had never booed a home player until Scott Frost was booed by Husker fans during and after a 1997 game against, ready, Central Florida. And in the 1997 Nebraska football yearbook, by the way, when we refer to football yearbooks or media guides, just in case you're not familiar with that, professional teams do, some high school teams do as well, but a lot of colleges used to put out media guides or yearbooks. They were large books. They actually started out as brochures, and then by recent times, they expanded to several hundred pages, and we mean several hundred pages, sometimes in color, but they contained all the players' bios and statistics, information on the school, you know, how beautiful the campus was and how many academic All-Americas they had, and year-by-year statistics. It had everything in it. It was the Bible for that particular school, so just in case you're not familiar with that. Anyway, in the 1997 Nebraska football yearbook, there is quarterback Scott Frost pictured on page 104. And according to his bio in the 97 yearbook, in high school, according to his Nebraska bio, in high school, he was coached by his father, the head coach, and his mother, who was the high school football team's receivers coach. That's great. Anyway, Frost is on page 104. Just 52 pages later in the opponent's section is Central Florida's page featuring then coach Gene McDowell. Could McDowell have even guessed that someday the quarterback the home fans were booing would lead McDowell's program to its best ever season, and then that same quarterback turned coach would have the best chance to recreate the Tom Osborne era at Nebraska? Central Florida taketh away, Central Florida giveth. Next, Lions linebacker Nick Belor has also been playing some offense fullback this season. Again, he's a linebacker. He allegedly joked to a Lions coach about having running back experience from college, but that's a lie. It's not true. And Belor says he wasn't sure when he started playing offense. He wasn't sure where to stand in the offensive huddle. But outside of that, Belor says fullback is basically the same as linebacker, just with blocking instead of tackling. So that helped. Swipe. Thank goodness Ohio State didn't make the college football playoff. Sure, they had two great wins and a better resume than Alabama. They did. But since we're talking resumes, the football playoff should rightfully resemble the NCAA basketball tournament, we think. And so a competitive regular season does matter. Now, Clemson and Oklahoma each had bad losses, but only by one score. Georgia lost to Auburn by 23, yes. But the Buckeyes lost at Iowa by 31. The playoff, we think, should create the incentive to stay close, and OSU in that game just could not stay close. If a bubble basketball team lost to a middling school by 50, they'd be on every next four-out list all through March. They'd never even be considered. Speaking of next, swipe, thank goodness Central Florida didn't make the college football playoffs, is what you would say if you were a selection committee member. So many leagues would have been mad at us. But seriously, UCF was absolutely dangerous this year and undefeated, yet they're only ranked as high as 12th. The committee couldn't be undervaluing small schools to make sure they don't make the playoff, could they? In basketball, Butler against any big school didn't look good on paper, yet given the chance, which is the great thing about college basketball, given the chance, they made the national championship game, Butler did. Twice. We'll never know what UCF might have done in this case. We do know what Western Michigan done last season. Wisconsin, everyone's favorite, you should be more like them, story, got taken right down to the wire by the Broncos in the Cotton Bowl, and UCF is better than Western Michigan was. I really hate to say this, but this is one argument for expanding the playoff field. With power conferences already missing out on one of the four slots, committee members are never going to dare put an outsider in the field. There's just too much money at stake. Next, the Patriots' Rob Gronkowski should have been suspended for his blatant cheap shot, but he should have been suspended for at least two games, not the one he got, probably more, too. Gronkowski dove on a Buffalo defensive back delivering a headshot. Now, that could end a career, and you know, were that to happen, Tre'Davious White would be quickly forgotten while Gronkowski would continue to be the Gronk. But the Gronk took out his frustration by clearly lining up the shot he wanted and then jumping White, who was on the ground and not looking. So the Bills actually did really well by not immediately retaliating and emptying the benches. Swipe, mercenary, bounty hunter, Bazin Natal, we may be mispronouncing that, from the Star Wars universe, played by Anna Brewster, the actress and model. We thought she was played by Natalie Woodruff, but apparently we made that name up. She has a Bazin Natal, the bounty hunter mercenary. She has a tremendous backstory, but only 20 seconds of screen time we counted in The Force Awakens. Swipe, how is San Diego State's Rashad Penny not a Heisman finalist? He ran, not all purpose, he ran for more than 2,000 yards, and this is before any bowl game, but those stats do include 216 yards against Arizona State, 175 yards against Stanford. He also scored three touchdowns on kickoff and punt returns and had a symbolic Heisman moment when he dragged a Hawaii tackler hanging from his shirt tail for about 8 yards. And we're never interested in the Heisman anyway, in part seriously, because some finalists haven't even been the best player on their own team. Bring back the Francis Pomeroy Naismith Award. Swipe, Tennessee coaching job. The coaching search was not the disaster everyone is saying. After all, it hasn't really impacted the state of Rhode Island too much. Now, obviously, the Greg Schiano hiring was tough. Greg Schiano was hired away from Ohio State, but then the fan base revolted, and he was unhired. And there are allegedly internal problems in Knoxville, but there were also a lack of savior-type candidates. And what Tennessee wanted was a savior-type candidate to do what Kirby Smart has done so far in Georgia, somebody obvious that they would swoop in and hire. But coincidentally, the big hire, or at least one that would have fit, wasn't out there this year, and they wound up going down the list to candidates that we got the feeling they didn't really want. Now, you could get creative, and you could find someone like the guy they hired, who should be a good coach. MTV Two-A-Days, you heard us, alum Jeremy Pruitt. That's what it says in the yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. Thanks for joining us. It took too long.